Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. President Biden hosted a White House meeting Thursday with leaders of Sweden and Finland to discuss their bid to join NATO. As NPR's Franco Ordonez reports, Biden calls it a significant moment in history.
Speaking from the Rose Garden, President Biden said the two countries meet every NATO requirement and will enhance the security of the alliance. Biden also addressed concerns about NATO's expansion. Russia's President Vladimir Putin has called it a threat to his country's national security and cited NATO expansion before invading Ukraine.
New members joining NATO is not a threat to any nation. It never has been. NATO's purpose is to defend against aggression. That's its purpose, to defend.
Turkey also raised objections about allowing the two countries to join, but the White House has expressed confidence that Turkey's concerns about them hosting a designated terrorist group can be addressed. Franco Ordonez, NPR News, The White House.
The U.S. Senate has approved a $40 billion aid package for Ukraine. The package includes military, economic, and food assistance for Ukraine as well as its allies. The vote was 86 to 11. In Oklahoma, the state legislature has voted to ban abortions once an egg is fertilized, with exceptions for rape, incest, and life-threatening emergencies. Like the Texas abortion ban, Oklahoma's proposal would let private citizens sue anyone who aids or abets an abortion. It also carries a $10,000 reward. The measure received final approval as Vice President Kamala Harris hosted a virtual meeting with abortion providers at the White House.
It's just the latest in a series of extreme laws around the country.
Oklahoma has now passed two abortion bans this month. It still allows contraception, including Plan B and the morning after pill. CDC advisors are recommending a COVID-19 booster shot for kids ages 5 to 11. As NPR's Ping Huang reports, the advisors concluded that the benefits outweigh the risks.
More than 77% of U.S. kids have recovered from a past COVID infection. But Dr. Grace Lee, chair of the CDC's Vaccine Advisory Committee, says that doesn't mean they're protected long term.
It does feel like a lot of kids who are infected are probably asymptomatic or mildly asymptomatic. I am not sure how long that duration of protection truly lasts in those kids.
To help prevent severe disease and long COVID, the CDC's advisors say that kids 5 to 11 years old should get a third COVID shot. The booster is recommended at least 5 months after the last shot, or at least 3 months after an active COVID infection. A third COVID shot was already advised for those 12 and up, and a fourth shot is currently recommended for those 50 and older. Ping Huang, NPR News.
U.S. futures are higher in after-hours trading on Wall Street. Asian markets are also up. This is NPR News. Legislation aimed at easing the infant formula crisis has received final congressional approval. The measure would give low-income families in the WIC program more options for buying formula. FDA Commissioner Robert Califf says WIC accounts for over half the formula sold in the nation. He told a congressional hearing that a first import of baby formula should arrive in the U.S. this weekend aboard a flight from Switzerland. He says a shuttered U.S. plant that makes formula could be operational again as soon as next week. Boeing's Starliner space capsule is heading to the International Space Station. Starliner is designed to eventually carry astronauts to the outpost. As WMFE's Brendan Byrne reports, the critical test flight follows a nearly 2.5-year-long delay.
It will take about a day for the uncrewed Starliner capsule to reach the station after launching from Cape Canaveral. Boeing is proving to NASA the spacecraft is safe to carry astronauts by demonstrating it can dock autonomously to the station, communicate with flight controllers on the ground, and then return to Earth safely after about a week in space. Boeing made two previous attempts, one in 2019 that failed to reach the station due to a software issue, the other last summer that never left the ground due to corrosion of the spacecraft's valves. NASA currently relies on private company SpaceX to ferry astronauts to the station. If this test flight goes well, Boeing could be launching NASA astronauts by the end of the year. For NPR News, I'm Brendan Byrne in Orlando.
Meanwhile, NASA says there have been some issues with Starliner's thrusters, but that engineers will make changes along the way as needed. I'm Shay Stevens. This is NPR News.